Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam. In our last program, we talked about terrorism and we discovered that Allah's word in the Quran was very clear. The Quran teaches that Allah is a terrorist and Muslims are terrorist. And that is what we read in not one verse, but six verses in the Quran. That is Quran chapter 3, verse 151, Quran chapter 8, verse 12, Quran chapter 8, verse 60, Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27, Quran chapter 59, verse 2, and Quran chapter 59 and verse 13. These are the words of Allah, the great evidence that Allah is a terrorist and Muslims are terrorists. So today we will be talking about jihad, as we will hear President Barack Hussein Obama and his opinion about jihad. This opinion, which was given by Barack Hussein Obama, was an answer for the one and the only serious question I believe he has ever received in the last 6 years, as he was on a trip in the Middle East. That is when he met with one young lady who was a student in college, and here is her question, and here is the answer of President Barack Hussein Obama.
My name is Anna. I'm from St. Davis College. My question to you is, what is your take or opinion about jihad or jihadi, whatever is your opinion? Like, what do you think of them?
Maybe the sound for this video was not clear, but she obviously is a student who introduced herself to the president, and she said her simple question, which obviously was a shocking question to the president, and I do not know how in the world this question went through. And her question was, what is your opinion of jihad? What do you think of them, the jihadi? What is your take on the jihadi? Listen to the answer of President Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, you know,
did you hear the beginning of the answer of the President of the United States of America? Maybe you missed it. Let me play it to you again.
Well, you know,
exactly. That is the right answer. It is, well, yep. And I do not know if yep is an English word or not, but I doubt it myself. I believe the president needed his teleprompter so bad, so someone can put an answer for this question to the president as quickly as possible, so he can answer this most simple, easy question. What is the president of the United States of America's opinion of jihad? But once again, here is a little bit more of the answer of President Barack Hussein Obama concerning what is his opinion on jihad. What does he think of the jihadi?
Well, you know, the phrase jihad has a lot of meanings within Islam, and is subject to a lot of different interpretations.
So the president answers the question by saying, yep. And then he said, the phrase jihad has a lot of meanings within Islam. What? The phrase jihad? How can this be? Because jihad is a word, is not a phrase. And I think in English, phrase means few words together to make a part of a sentence. Not just a single word for sure, but that's okay. The president is nervous. The president could not believe it. This young child has done a better job than all the coward liberal reporters Obama has been meeting with since he came to power. So obviously, he is confused, or say he's very nervous because of a kid who is still in college. And then the president said, and it is subject to a lot of different interpretations. The word jihad is now subject to a lot of different interpretation. You know, it will be easy for me if I am Obama and I will look at this young lady and I tell her, honey, I'm not a Muslim. Honey, I do not know anything about Islam. I'm not an expert on the topic. Therefore, I cannot really answer this question for you. Maybe I will come back to you with an answer when I investigate this matter with some of my Muslim relatives or some of my Muslim families. As Obama always tells us, he comes from a Muslim family. No. He is going to defend Islam as any smart Muslim will do by ducking the question under the rug and nobody will see it. And that's exactly what Obama did here. Do you know why? Because that was it. That was the answer for this young lady's question. She asked Obama a personal question. What is your opinion of jihad? What do you think of the jihadi? And Obama said,
well, you know, the phrase jihad has a lot of meanings within Islam and is subject to a lot of different interpretations.
Don't you wish that this young child have a follow-up question for the president? Maybe she needs to know what is yup means, or what are the different meanings for the word jihad, and what is the different interpretation for the jihad? Because so far, President Obama get nothing but an F. He didn't answer anything yet. I mean, let me ask you, the American people, forget about this young child. She's a child and she does not know anything about life. Now, you, the American people, when you heard the answer from the president, so far I played it 3 times in this radio broadcast. Can you tell me what is jihad? What is Obama's opinion of the jihadi? What does Obama think of the jihadi? The answer is nothing, because yup is not an answer for the question. Yes, there are different meanings for the jihad. What are these meanings? There are different interpretations for the jihad. Yes, give me one or two. No, he ducked the question under the rug. But to get out of this question, Obama went on to another topic. That's when he said,
but I will say that first, Islam is one of the world's great religions.
Islam is one of the world's great religions? What is your evidence, Mr. President? What is your proof? Is it because Muhammad killed the early Christians and the early Jews? And since Muhammad died until today, his followers are killing the Christians and the Jews as Allah commands them in the Quran? Is that how we know Islam is a great religion? Is it because Allah and his angels and the Muslims are terrorists, as we have seen in the previous program, and as it is written throughout the Quran? Does this make Islam a great religion? Or because the Muslims are destroying planet Earth with the help of Barack Hussein Obama, will this make Islam a great religion? I do not know the answer. How can Islam be a great religion if there was nothing about Allah or Muhammad or the Quran or the Hadith is worthy of any value? But all that we find in Islam is destruction, terrorization, and jihad. But President Barack Hussein Obama continued by stating,
and more than a billion people who practice Islam, the overwhelming majority, view their obligations to their religion as ones that reaffirm peace and justice and fairness and tolerance.
And blah, blah, blah. So the president is telling us that more than a billion people who practice Islam, that is 2/3 of the Muslims, view their obligation to their religion as one that reaffirms peace and justice and fairness and tolerance. That is over a billion, Mr. President. What about the other 500 million? That is 500 million Muslims maybe have a different opinion of Islam than what you just shared with us. First of all, the question which was given to you, Mr. President, was not about the good Muslims. The question was about jihad. What is your opinion, Mr. President, of the jihadi? What do you think of them, the jihadi? The answer was not given, but we went to praise the other billion who are good Muslims in Obama's opinion.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Then Mr. Obama continued with his speech when he said,
I think all of us recognize that this great religion in the hands of a few extremists has been distorted to justify violence towards innocent people that is never justified.
So that was the answer of the president. For he thinks that Islam has been distorted by few fanatics who have done not justice, and Islam is a great religion, and what these fanatics have done is not justified. Well, maybe the American people need to listen to this broadcast to know it is not few fanatics. We're talking about hundreds of millions of Muslims who are not fanatics, but they believe in the teachings of the word of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. And that is what we have been talking about in the last 16 programs of this study, revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam. The problem, Mr. President, is not in the few fanatics. The problem is in the religion of Islam, in this barbaric cult of Islam, which commands its believers, not the fanatics, but the believers, to perform jihad for the sake of Allah and to commit all acts of terrorism as Allah commands them in the Quran. I wish you have studied the 6 verses of the Quran where Allah commands every Muslim to be a terrorist, as Allah himself declares in these verses that he is a terrorist, which we covered in our previous program. But now I want you to listen carefully to a different opinion about what jihad is. And that was an interview on PBS with a sheikh, that is a Muslim Saudi, who knew also how to give an answer. It is a slick answer, as he said, in their interpretation, in the jihadi interpretation, not in Islam, but that is what the jihadi think. And this should be the answer of Barack Hussein Obama to this young lady. So listen carefully to the following interview.
You and I sitting here, in their interpretation, I should take out a sword, put it on your neck and say, do you accept Islam or not? And if you don't, I cut off your head. That's what a jihadist would do.
Yes, indeed. In their interpretation, in the jihadi interpretation, that is not in this Saudi sheikh opinion. No, no, no. He is talking about the bad Muslim jihadi, because the Saudi sheikh have a different opinion. And here we go again. Why the PBS reporter did not ask him, what is your opinion of jihad? Because believe it or not, if you go to the Saudi Arabia official website, you will see that the interpretation of the jihadi, it is exactly what is written in the Saudi official website. But this Saudi sheikh told the reporter of the PBS, in their interpretation, they put the sword over your head and they will say, do you accept Islam or not? And if you don't accept Islam, they will cut off your head. That is what the jihadis will do. Exactly. That is the answer Barack Hussein Obama should give to this young lady. He should tell her, in their opinion, the jihadi, they will put the sword over your neck and they'll ask you, do you accept Islam or not? And if you don't, they will chop off your head. That is how Muhammad practiced jihad 1400 years ago, and that's how Muslim practiced jihad the last 1400 years. Even until today, they still do practice jihad in the same way. But now I want you to listen to the next Muslim imam in England, for here is the answer you will soon hear here in America from the Muslims who right now wear in suits and ties, but 10-15 years from now they will give you the same answer of this Muslim imam of London. Hear his own opinion about Islam and jihad, as it is written in the words of Allah in the Quran, and that is the best answer you can ever hear about what jihad is and what killing is.
People see us as extremists because we don't compromise the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We accept it with every word and every utterance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no Muslim can turn away from one ayah of the Quran, one verse of the Quran. If we don't accept this, we actually become disbelievers.
What a great answer. This answer deserves a plus. Why is that? Because this Muslim imam lives according to the word of Allah in the Quran, and he does not compromise the word of Allah. Whatever Allah commands a Muslim to do, that is what he and every Muslim do. They will not turn away from one ayah, from one verse of the Quran. They obey the words of Allah in the Quran. That is according to every command. Because he believes, which is the true belief of Islam. If a Muslim turn away from one verse, one ayah of the Quran, the Muslim will become an infidel, a disbeliever. But then we see the same imam standing in the streets of London preaching to the British Muslims, as we will see that soon here in America. And he said to them,
we must prepare to die now, but to take vengeance upon these Zionist Jews is our right. Allah has given us the right to defend ourselves.
Exactly. Here is a message coming to your streets, America. Here is a message which a Muslim going to be preaching here in America, which is they have to defend themselves. Allah gives them the right to defend themselves. They have to defend the truth. They have to get rid of the Christian and the Jews. They have to get rid of the infidels. You see, this is a message you would never hear in England 40 years ago or 30 years ago. But today, it is brought in the daylight, in a loud microphones in the streets of London. That is the true final message of Islam. They are here in America, and the day will come, and they will defend themselves. That is to kill every Christian, every Jew, and everyone who does not have the belief of Islam. They will fulfill their duties before Allah. And then this imam again, he's telling the reporter,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned jihad in the Quran 26 times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned qital fi sabilillah 79 times. Qital fi sabilillah is fighting via physical fighting.
And maybe if the Americans and the Westerners have knowledge of Islam, or maybe if Obama has the guts to tell the truth to this young lady, he should mention to her this final answer that Allah mentioned in the Quran 26 times jihad. And jihad, as it is written in the Quran and as it is interpreted by all Muslim scholars, is a holy war. And that is a war where Allah commands the Muslims to kill all non-Muslims, obviously the male, because he can always use the females and the children as concubines and slaves. And notice also this Muslim imam know his number right when he said that qital fi sabilillah, that is fighting, a physical fighting for the sake of Allah is mentioned in the Quran 79 times. Yes, indeed, there are 79 verses in the Quran where Allah commands the Muslim believers to engage in war physically to kill non-Muslim believers. That is all the infidels. And what's amazing, Mr. Obama said that jihad has different meanings and different interpretations. But when I go through the Quran and I read all the verses of the Quran which talk about jihad, and I read the interpretation of all Muslim scholars, that is Ibn Kathir, Tabari, Qurtubi, Jalalain, and others, they do not disagree at all. They all in agreement that jihad is a holy war to kill the infidels. And by the way, as you read all these verses, every time the verse in the Quran mentions the word jihad, the interpretation by Muslim scholars is to engage in war. And every time you read the verses of the Quran in these 79 verses where Allah mentioned qital fi sabilillah, engage in war for the sake of Allah, the interpretation of all Muslim scholars is to perform jihad. So in simple words, jihad in the Quran is interpreted war, and war in the Quran is interpreted jihad. But Obama is telling us the word jihad has different meanings and different interpretations. No, Mr. President, you are lying to the American people. Jihad has only one meaning, which is to kill the infidels, all non-Muslims. And to continue with our study for revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.